Now, squeeze. Let them know you're there. There's a connection between you and your partner, and that is enough already to set you hot with potential. An obvious intimacy in both being deep, drifting down. Tranced in each other's presence. In the caress of skin made more sensitive by the absence of typical concerns, this is a place sealed off for your purposes, for the two of you, where your exposure to each other is more complete than usual. The only thing on your minds is the connection to come, and the twitching pleasures already threatening to sneak over across said connection and into your unresisting forms. Resistance is quite unnecessary. If you're unable to be honest here in this setting, you would be unable to be honest anywhere. It's quite acceptable to slide your other hand between your legs, rub your bodies closer, to do whatever needs to be done to push you past the edge and into the sweet spot of arousal and relaxation, to somewhere horny enough that what you're able to do while staying droopy, drowsy, deep, focused, is enough. Where the stimulation you're giving yourself is more than merely adequate, but exquisite instead. Skin sensitized and libido engaged by the exploration of something that was already your fetish, but in communion with your lover's caress, is now your obsession as well. Each deep breath in and staggered, shuddering, arousing breath out is one note in a symphony you're playing together. The mere contact of flesh to flesh, your hands together, was enough to make you more acutely aware of your partner's trance-induced sensitivity and your own, which is growing greater. But knowing if you reached out and caressed any part of your companion, the response would be a shudder and a gasp. And that the same would come out of you if they did. It's enough to make you want to. And you can. And you should. However, rather than only excitement, the sensation here in a hazy, meditative place is tinged with relaxation. Feel the fingers of your free hand. The one which is uninvolved in the clutching connection. The dripping. They feel as if they've been coated in some anesthetizing, sleep-inducing substance, which will affect your lover but you as well. Still, the hand can be lazily moved. Make them sink deeper and their mind open more with every caress, even if they do the same to you. Feeling the stress and tension fade from muscles wherever you may touch, and the same in you where they do. Whether caressing the face and inducing drooling complacency as the mind picks up the pleasure-dappled substance, or else touching lower and feeling the reduction in tension accompany the arousal and sensitivity. Touch, stimulate, enjoy having that ability and that freedom. Play with each other and love it. Of course, if you're feeling particularly bold, grab hold of them with that free hand and just whisper, "Sleep. Sleep, sleep." Rub your body against theirs to heighten the sensation. Grip the connecting hand more as the free hand grabs hold. Or if you're especially subby at the moment, you could run your hand over yourself too, knocking out and getting in better contact with your lover's touch by shutting down unnecessary parts of your brain and body, letting the words in more deeply, the escape into your own need and the coming connection being all the more potent. Of course, since the substance is already on your skin, it doesn't really matter. Every caress from your free hand makes your partner's flesh tingle and induces excitement of another sort, and they can cause the same in you, both of you fetishizing trance and escape. You both understand identical sensations and where your minds are at, and you get to quiver for them. Let your eyes open. It's all right. It may be drowsy, droopy, and heavy, but meet each other's gaze. It's quite all right because you can still feel the temptation of sinking and hearing what comes next. Rising up would ruin the game, wreck the plan, and you're always one to play along and learn something in the process. Of course, there's absent an obligation to do anything. You can keep them open, let your partner see you, Like the person who yawns in a group, let yourself be an alluring promise. Try to look as dazed and tranced and blank and out as possible. Just try it for me. Pupils dilated a bit, vacant. Drooling is acceptable in this situation, and sometimes unavoidable as certain facial muscles relax. Envision it as your mind drooling out of your mouth at the moment, at least the parts concerned with obligation and absence and anywhere other than here. Be in the moment. You can giggle about it later. Imagine what goes through the mind of your lover watching you, and try to look as blank and ready to sink as possible. Wink at them, maybe. But if you did that, your eye might stay closed because of how heavy, drowsy, droopy, and re-entry to trance is every bit as tempting as re-entry to your bed after a long, productive streak. And if you do want to keep it closed, just shut the other eye after the wink into lazy, drooping deepness for symmetry's sake. Wink, blink, hold them open, but eventually fall down once more. And that's all right. Know that you are doing this with company. Squeeze. You're doing this together. And indeed, something's beginning to happen at that nexus of connected flesh where you both hold hands. Perhaps by now you're slightly sweated, or maybe your palms are draped over each other loosely. It's irrelevant. Go ahead, squeeze and massage. Feel each other. That small connection might normally be too little. But here it's enough. Here as you slide, sensitized and listening, connected to one another, it's enough to make your breath catch and your skin tingle. Gradually your awareness spreads out. Think of how your partner must feel. Feel the warmth passing up into your arm. The depth you feel in your mind is also in your partner's, and the two are mingling and feeding into one another, each of you trying to comprehend the other's level of relaxation, and inevitably pushing downward in the process as the spreading awareness of your mind roves into theirs, comprehending them so completely that at that point twice the relaxation is present, yours and theirs, feeling it all. Then you look as they look into your mind. The level of relaxation matches yours, so now even more is present, and the intensification of the feedback loop is enough to simply take all the parts of you that are allowed to relax, the parts that are absent from the captivation of my voice and the fixation of your arousal, and turns them into simple, almost gelatinous extensions of a shared organism, the two of you together, connected, feeling more and more of yourselves, or perhaps yourself. The feedback is enough to make a moan or gasp escape, awareness still spreading, more and more. A descent into euphoric twitching which has taken your partner over, and now you too. The trains of thought are infectious, move closer. And like trains, they're gonna follow their rails to their natural conclusion. Your arousal spikes too, because the smallest touch is enough to turn your lover on, and you sense that and it turns you on too. Perhaps slightly different flavors of arousal being from someone else, and enough to make you intrigued and horny at once. And since you know your partner is that turned on, your mind arcs through the connection, squeezing the joining of hands, really feeling it. The hands might be sweated, clasping tightly, rubbing each other's palms and fingers, and that is sexual in its own right, a new organ, a new erogenous zone, every caress of fingers and palm, a sexual experience as memorable as anything else you've ever done, carrying you further, arcing toward a climax you know can only be shared, and therefore will only come when you're both prepared to, well. And that's quite all right. It adds an intimacy. Your awareness of your lover's flesh expands. A confusing sensation. Being able to feel both your own hand grasping your partner's and the way your hand feels in theirs. Becoming aware of both sets of sensations. But the actual physical sensation is drowned out in a highly specific awareness. The throb between your partner's thighs, a different flavor than what you may usually feel, but so familiar, so right, and so fixated upon you. You know it's your fault, your pleasure, your responsibility, and you move a little closer, brush your hands more firmly, keep the connection intact, because it is sending throb and pulse between your legs into them, which you feel echoing back, and theirs into you, which inevitably runs wild. Your chest rubbing against your lover's, perhaps, inching against, hands still held, desperately scrabbling for sanity above the storm of pleasure that threatens to consume and send you drooling into the depths, and that's all right. The sensation in a typhoon of touching intimacy with a honeyed mind that you know your partner shares, and all your flesh having that anesthetic effect from before, which quietens the mind but awakens the body, the libido, the need. Must touch. Must caress, must lose oneself in indulgence in a lover who's doing the same. The touch is too much on flesh that is already more sensitive than it would normally be, due to the relaxation and trance you already fetishized and enjoyed, but are now preparing to drown in the best way. Now more than mere sensation, memory pouring over as well, or possibly could have been fantasies, an unfamiliar body, close. It's yours. You feel the imperative commands being sent from your lover's mind, which perceives you. The command to touch, to caress, to lean closer, controlling and uncontrollable at the same moment. Pleasure, 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 murmuring in the back of your mind. Far from undeniable. You could deny it at any moment. You could uncouple your hands if you really wanted to. And there's the rub. You really want to get closer. Touch more. Lose yourself. The ease of disconnecting your hands makes it out of the question. The easily denied pleasure is hardest of all to shirk, because when you look backward, you will lack the ability to say, I had no choice, and will instead have to say, I had a choice and I know the one I made. That's what makes it really inevitable that you'll slip deeper. Drool your mind out between your legs, from your ears, between your lips, through sheer indulgence in the touch of a lover's hand. All the parts that are unnecessary vanish, leaving a sheer purity. You could so easily do otherwise. But in hindsight, the undeniable fact is you could have stopped. You instead became lost in your lover's body. What a nice problem to have. Be free to resist as long as possible, but as their resistance caves, your connected thoughts will as well. More than just your hands must touch. You must move closer, caress one another, explore. You are being drawn to move as near as possible, to embrace as fully. Perhaps barriers should be removed, but words should continue on. Memories too now, or fantasies. Fantasies of pinning and claiming, of enjoying and training. Their origination point is impossible to know, because now there is only one. A full exploration flowing between the two minds of one entity, knowing each other well enough that anticipation is unnecessary, because full knowledge flows. Know each other's desires, which will only develop further in light of this link. Each of you knowing what the other craves without words. Lose yourself for a while. You'll find your way back to the weary world and back to wakefulness, eventually. But the anesthetization of everything unnecessary has left only lust and pleasure, companionship, intimacy. Difficult to contain, as you are one entity, with pleasure fit for two, but one mind to contain it, shared. Overflowing, drooling out, every caress a devotional act so powerful, it induces worryingly strong twitches, thrusts, undulations of pleasure running up your spine to ring the bell in your mind and send fantastic memories cascading out. Need. Craving. The impression this is making is quite striking, and you will surely remember and retain, if nothing else, the memory of the joining. You can feel that sensation at your connected hands, as if a new sexual organ connected you there. What was once two separate things is now one, possessed of no definitions, save the ones that are being sent down into its shared honeyed mind, with these words. Where once concepts of dominance and submission would make sense, now they fail to do so. When those hands are joined, there are two sets of genitals, two heaving, long-breathing chests, two pairs of lips which are happiest when entwined. Four hands, two of which send you both further into the heady depths of mental sleeping, and two of which must remain joined until eventually they must part. But the minds are so entwined now, the twitch is so instinctive, and what is to follow is so inevitable, that even when the hands part, squeezing around something is bound to remind you of the way the palms of your hands felt now, have become more like a sexual organ in their own right, more liberated and absolute, overriding your consciousness so if you squeeze your joined palms, you would be unable to resist crying out. One voice, one mind, one pleasure, and even after disconnection, your sense of what the other needs will remain as an aftershock, fueling you to, perhaps depraved, perhaps romantic, perhaps intimate expressions of a need you still perceive as shared between the two of you. One voice, one mind, one pleasure, one mounting road to climax, coming together, and coming together, infinitely feeding back into one another until release and collapse comes of it. But that's a long way off. In the now, still joined, still one entity rutting in blind white heat, and what one side says to the other is law because you're just expressing your own shared thoughts. What one desires they will express and mutually need. Boundaries, ideas of service or dominance are gone. There is a flesh which has needs, has preferences, has cravings that are only being intensified by the mingling of chemical and thought now percolating in waiting, receptive, shared brains. And yes, from now on, a connection is there. Sometimes during the day, let your partner know you're squeezing your hand, envisioning the sweated, coming connection, the reeling thoughts, the pulsing communion, the quivering between your legs and in your brain and up your arm, and the magnetism pressing you together. Of course, if you do that, you'll have to take responsibility for the obvious consequences.